You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello, I'm Angela from Volunteer Centre Camden, and I'm finding out about volunteering at Hopscotch with Kushba Bibi, Employment and Training Coordinator, and Marissa Piccolo, Community Champion Volunteer. What are your organisation's aims?
So Hopscotch's aims is to improve the physical, mental and emotional health and well-being of women and their families, to also increase the ability of women to make informed choices that enable them to economically be self-sufficient. Volunteers are very important to organisations. They volunteer across different projects. It could be from working the Women to Work project, such as organising focus group, running employability workshops, setting up refreshments, to contacting the organisation to run the workshops, and also organising long and short-term activities and events. We try to cater towards the volunteers' needs, their goals, their aspirations. That way, the volunteers can explore their skills and also challenge themselves.
Marissa, you are a community champion at Hopscotch. What do you do in that role?
So in my role as community champion, I primarily organize a wide range of events for the community, really wide range. I help Kushba a lot with her employment advising events, but there's also a lot of long-term projects such as International Women's Day in March that I'm currently working on. Well, for example, we have an upcoming forced marriage event in mid-November, and so for that, I'm currently looking at booking a venue that's accessible to a lot of community groups in Camden, organizing speakers, emailing prospective attendees, and then during the event, really just welcoming attendees, refreshments, and then afterwards, we like to do an evaluation process to learn how our events can be more successful in the future.
How does volunteering fit in with your lifestyle? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm actually currently studying abroad here through the UConn in London program, and we share a lot of facilities with Birkbeck University. So it is a formalized component of my studying here. I'm here Wednesdays and Thursdays.
What impact have you had?
I hope that I've had the impact of really just helping Hopscotch continue the great work they've done in the community for years. And as for the impact that volunteering has had on me, I really feel like I'm learning more about the community and getting a more accurate, diverse, and authentic view of modern London through volunteering at the centre beyond what I just learned in the classroom.
What kind of training and support do you offer volunteers?
When they first come into the organisation, we give them an induction, a breakdown of volunteer expenses, signing volunteer agreement, data protection, and also then introducing to staff members so they feel quite inclusive, and introducing the projects that we have. And also every quarterly we do a monthly supervision, so that way we're on track, ensuring that their goals are met and achieved. If they feel that they want to improve something on anything additional they want to learn, that we put it onto their goal sheet and see how we can meet that. And it's all about proving, coaching them to meet their desired goal. And it's quite important that volunteers feel that they're part of Hopscotch, so that way we can retain them and, they feel quite happy. We provide expenses. Some volunteers with us for 4 hours. We give them travel expenses. If they do a full day, 10 to 4 or 10 to 5, we give lunch and travel expenses. But we also give references, providing that you volunteered with Hopscotch at least minimum 3 months.
What other roles do you have?
Other roles we have are advice assistants, where they'll be working alongside with the Welfare Rights Benefit Advisor. So if anyone wants to get back, career such as advice or advocacy, then this role would be really suitable for them. Also, if they want experience with client-facing role, then I think this role is really good. Then we've got the archiving assistant, where it's mainly paperwork, filing and data entry. So it's good for someone who wants to improve and become more computer savvy. And then we've got the receptionist role. As a receptionist, you'll be answering telephone calls, taking initial inquiries. So that's a very varied role and it's very fast-paced. And we're also recruiting for mentors to mentee young girls between the age of 12 and 17. And the commitment for that is slightly different. It's 2 hours per week for 9 months. So they're the roles that we have at Hopscotch.
Where can people find out more?
Anyone can come in to Hopscotch. The address is 50-52 Hampstead Road, London NW12PY, and the telephone number is 0207-388-8198. And they can come in and just ask for me and I'll be able to happy to help.
Kushba, Marisa, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meet-up by ringing us on 020-7424-9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.